So Black It's Blue, Semiotic Analysis of Poor Miss Finch, 1872, by Wilkie Collins. Yasmin Stefane Lauro da Silva, Diana Barreto Costa. Abstract. This research aims to analyze the work Poor Miss Finch, 1872, by Wilkie Collins, to identify the ethnic-racial relations between the characters in the work, especially the protagonist, Lucilla Finch, whether these are positive or negative, through Graema's generative path of semiotic meaning, in accordance with Barros, 2005. In the theoretical basis, to contextualize the historical social period portrayed by Collins, 1872, in his work, the research will be guided by the studies of Brophy, 2019, Durgan, 2015, Gladden, 2005, Kling, 1966, and Nader, 2003. To highlight the imperialist relations between India and England and denounce the racist practices and religious intolerance carried out in the period called the Indigo Rebellion, 1859 to 1862, in which Indian soldiers, the so-called sepoys, were continually disrespected and persecuted, influencing the collective unconscious of the English, who began to consider them an inferior race. As a result, it turns out that Miss Finch, even though she is blind, holds racist beliefs about so-called dark people. Ironically, Lucilla falls in love with Oscar, a painter who has moved into the house next door to hers, who, after a robbery, develops convulsions due to a head injury, preventing him from marrying her. As final considerations, it is understood that the fact that she ended up with Oscar, the twin brother who is literally blue, shows that she overcame her prejudice, just as the English could overcome their problematic and racist beliefs about Indians.